You have tuned in to Steadfast Hope. Thank you for joining us. I'm joined by Kent Steinbach, and I'm Steve Lawson, and we're coming to you from Dallas, Texas at Herb's House. And in our devotion today, we're going to be thinking about the ministry of the Holy Spirit inside of us as Christians. And our passage is Ephesians 5, verse 18. You're going to recognize this verse when I read it. And the title of this devotion is Filled by the Spirit. Filled by the Spirit. And I just want to read this verse. Paul writes, "And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit," or it could be translated filled by the Spirit. So what does it mean, Kent, to be filled by the Spirit? Well, in this verse, Paul's making a comparison. Not only is he saying, do not get drunk with wine, but he's also using being filled with wine as really a comparison to what it's like to be filled by the Spirit. Kent, you and I have seen people who are drunk, and it's really a sad thing. But they say things they would not normally say. They do things they would not normally do because they are under the influence. They are under an external influence that is now inside of them. And Paul strictly says, do not get drunk with wine. But there's also a comparison here, because when you are filled by the Spirit, you also say things you would not normally say. And you also do things you would not normally do if you were just in the flesh or just you. Because there is now an external power that is inside of you, that is governing you. And just like someone who is drunk, if they want to stay drunk, they have to keep drinking. And if you are filled with the Spirit and you want to continue to be filled with the Spirit, you're going to have to continue to be in the Word of God and for the Word of God to be in you. Now, to be filled by the Spirit is not the picture of like this Herb's House coffee cup that if you're pouring something in, you get more and more and more. It's really the picture, Ken, if I had a glove, a golf glove, and I put my hand in that golf glove, my hand is now controlling the glove. If the glove's just laying there, it's just going to lay there. But the hand in the glove, the hand now controls the glove. The glove is like our life. It would just lay there if it were not, if the Holy Spirit was not inside of us, controlling us. Now, you may say, so what would I say if I was filled with the Spirit? What would I do that would be different? Well, he goes on to tell us, in the next verse, he says, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. Verse 20, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. That's what you would be saying. You, if you're Spirit-filled, you would be singing praises to God. You would be speaking to other believers with the Word of God, directing what you are saying, and you would be expressing thanks to God for what He has provided for you, and you would be expressing thanks to other people. You'd be a very grateful person. That's what would be coming out of your mouth as the Holy Spirit is controlling your heart and life. And then you would also ask, so what would we be doing? Not just speaking, what would we be doing if we were filled with the Spirit? And verse 21 tells us, and be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. Kent, as I would be filled with the Spirit, I would be humbling myself to you and considering your interests as more important than mine. And I would be subject to your needs and your desires. It would be less of me and more of you, because with less of me, there'd be more of Christ and more of the Holy Spirit in me. And so a Spirit-filled church is a worshiping church. is a very humbly grateful church and is a very humble church that is submitting to one another in the fear of the Lord. So, Kent, this is really at the heart of sanctification and at the heart of what it is to walk by the Spirit is to be filled by the Spirit. We just become really more Christ-like as the Holy Spirit indwells us and fills us. So, Kent, we got to talk about this.
Yeah, what a great reminder. And I think our first question might be some are thinking, Steve, how big of a priority should this be in our lives as Christians, just on a daily basis?
Yeah.
I mean, where should this rank as something that we should be focused on doing?
Yeah. Obviously, the Christian life cannot be reduced to one verse because it's multifaceted. However, this would make our short list of verses that are critically important for us to grow in godliness and pursue holiness. And where Paul has placed it, even in the book of Ephesians, is at a very critical place that we must, in fact, we can't even carry out all of these imperatives in the second half of the book of Ephesians independent of being filled by the Spirit. So this is really, if you could picture this, Kent, the Holy Spirit is like the engine in the car, driving us. And the Word of God is in some ways like the steering wheel and the GPS directing us. But we need the Holy Spirit to empower us to move out in the will of God. So how important is an engine to a car?
Right.
Well, it's not going anywhere without it. And we're not going anywhere. We're not moving forward in our Christian life without the Holy Spirit and without being filled by the Holy Spirit, controlled and governed by the Holy Spirit. You know, another word back in Luke chapter 5, I think it is, it says the same Greek word here, plerao, was used how they were filled with rage. That I can see that. That means rage is dominating you, is controlling you, has a grip on you. Well, in the same way, that same verb, plerao, is used here, the Holy Spirit has a grip on you and is dominating your actions, your reactions, your words, your posture of submission. That's a good image.
I think the next question would be, some of us are thinking, you know, Steve, how do I know? What are some early indications that I am not in the Spirit?
Ask my wife, right.
That's for sure.
Okay. Well, we can just tell by looking here in this context. Are you living a lifestyle of worship? And I underscore lifestyle. In other words, not just Sunday morning when they put the words up on the screen or it's in the worship guide. And you're just parroting this. I mean, as you're in the car driving to work, as you're sitting at your desk, as you're at home, is there a constant refrain of glory being given to God? If so, you will know that you're filled with the Spirit. If not, you may not be. And then he goes on to say, giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you're not a thankful person, then you're not filled with the Spirit. If you are a very grateful person, even for small things, a cup of coffee that would be put in front of you, a mindset, that's a sure sign the Holy Spirit is channeling your heart and your mind in the right direction. And verse 21, be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. If you have clothed yourself with humility and you're yielding to others, and one way we do that, Kent, just even in interpersonal skills, I would ask questions about you. How are you doing, Kent? Rather than this thing has to revolve around me, how can I pray for you, Kent? Mm-hmm. How are you doing?
Yeah.
Is there any way I can serve mm-hmm. you? Mm-hmm. That's an element of humility.
Sure.
Humility doesn't mean you're just a welcome mat and people just running all over you. No, it means that you're considering other people more important mm-hmm. than yourself. How can I meet needs in your life? So, Kent, to answer your question, which is a great question, here in the verses that follow Ephesians 5:18, verses 19 through 21, these things would be present in your life if you're filled with the Spirit. Mm-hmm. So, thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope. I don't know that we could be more practical, Kent, than what we just talked about. And so I just trust that God will give you the understanding of these verses, but more than the understanding, the implementation of this in your life. We want God's best for you, and that is for you to be filled by the Spirit. Every blessing to you in Christ Jesus.